Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our text for this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found to return who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. It's kind of an odd getting to know you sort of question, but have you ever killed a baby dolphin before? You ever think you are going to kill a baby dolphin? You know, it turns out that that's not necessarily something you plan on doing. And yet, a year or two ago, there was actually a news article. Yeah, I know, this is getting real. There was a news article about tourists and beachgoers in Argentina. And a baby dolphin had washed ashore. And the beachgoers started passing the dolphin around and actually taking selfies with the dolphin. And it turns out that dolphins don't really survive long under those circumstances. They get dehydrated, of course. Just crazy. I'm sure, though, that those beachgoers were not horrible, evil masterminds who woke up that morning and said, "I'm going to go kill a dolphin." And I don't think that they had, you know, this was part of their evil mastermind plan. I think they were just regular folks on a vacation, and they weren't thinking. They were oblivious, and they just didn't care a whole lot. They were thinking about themselves. As we look at the lesson I just read, you know, I don't think those lepers are just horrible, the worst people in the world. They were glad they were healed. They weren't thinking. And they didn't care a whole lot. They were self-absorbed in that. As a result of their lack of caring, they didn't thank Jesus. They weren't evil masterminds out to snub Jesus, but they just didn't care. Our lesson is an important reminder that caring does come first. It's a big thing we don't want to miss. We need to see their problem, their lack of caring, as a problem, because really that's our problem 9 times out of 10, too. Yeah, the thankfulness is a problem as well. But we could easily say, "Well, I just sang 'Now Thank We All Our God' with just awesomely, so I got thankfulness covered." But we don't always have this caring business covered. So, asking again, have you killed a dolphin before? I know I have. You know, just to be super clear, I'm talking about a metaphorical dolphin, just so I don't get, I just don't want angry emails about killing a dolphin. It's a metaphorical dolphin now, wherein I know by being unthinking and uncaring and self-absorbed, I have harmed my neighbor by not doing things I should have done, not being there, not caring. And I think that would go for you too, because you have a lot going on too. You're busy. You care about you too. And so that's how it happens. That's how a dolphin gets killed. That's how God, our friends, our family, our neighbors, that's how they get left on the wayside. Honestly, we are self-absorbed and selfish. And even when we maybe do nice things for people, sometimes we're still thinking of ourselves and doing it because we want to look good, or doing it because we feel we have to. And the thing is, too, we let ourselves off the hook on this. We really do. We have a list of excuses why we don't care, because we have so much going on or so busy or focused on other things. We also half the time want to present evil and sin as such a big, horrible evil that my little, maybe not caring so much, that doesn't really compare. That's not a big deal. But what if the devil and his goal isn't to get you to do some just massively horrible, evil thing? What if the devil's goal for you is just this day get you to care a little bit less? Just a tiny little bit less. Same for the next day. Same for the day after that. Care a little bit less about God. A little bit less about hearing God's word at church. A little bit less about your friends and neighbors and being there and helping them. What if he gets you to care a little bit less? After all, you're probably not going to kill a dolphin with a harpoon. It's going to be more likely by not caring. We need to keep in mind, though, that God doesn't force us into caring. He doesn't grab us by the shoulders and shake us and say, care more. That is not going to work. He cares for us first, too. His caring has to come first. He cared for the lepers and healed them, though he had a lot going on in his earthly ministry. He cares for you and me. He cared enough that Jesus left the glories of heaven and he lived in lowliness on this earth so that his life, he could not make the mistakes that we've made, so he could live that thing flawlessly to make up for the times that we've not cared or not done what we should have. And you think there was outcry about the dolphin that died in Argentina? Yeah. You think there's outcry about our sins? Yeah, big time outcry before God. And that's why Jesus died on the cross, so that the righteous outcry against us, that our sins would be totally taken away by his death and forgiven and gone. And then he rose again on that third day, because our biggest problem isn't just that we need earthly healing like the lepers only. We need true and lasting healing. And so Jesus rose again to show his conquering of death, that we are truly healed even for eternity in heaven. And then when Jesus tells that leper who comes back, your faith has made you well, we really see what faith is about. It's how we receive all of God's blessings. God works faith in our hearts. He cares for us first. All of those good blessings come through the faith he's worked in our hearts. And even beyond all of these gifts and the eternal things, which are really important, we still find great comfort in knowing that just in the fact that God cares for you, he has a lot going on, and yet individually, even just now in this life, he still cares about even the little things and the little problems we face. Because you know what? College is hyped up as an awesomely fun time all the time. But I think we know the reality that we have big problems too. We have challenges, we have fears, we have worries. I remember my first weeks when I was in college, they were pretty miserable. It's tough. There are problems and challenges. And it's important then to remember that Jesus truly does care for you. And that's not to say that we can just think, oh, he's just going to magically fix this thing the way you want. It doesn't mean that I can tell you, oh, that, you know, things are going to play out this way and it'll be fine. I don't know how things are going to play out. I don't know that there's going to be some solution or thing that feels like it's fixed everything. I'm not going to tell you, try, have a positive attitude, and that things will just work out how you want them to. That's the thing, we don't know. We don't know what God's going to do. We don't know what lies ahead of us. But we do know in this text, God cares. And knowing simply that he cares, even when we know nothing else about what's going to happen in our lives, knowing he cares truly does make all the difference in the world. And so yes, we've seen with this text that caring always comes first. God caring for us had to come first. He cared for us. He saved us. He's worked faith in our hearts. He's cared enough to give us heaven itself. Our caring is only a response of that toward God and caring for those around us. I think, you know, if I had killed a little baby endangered dolphin with a selfie, that would be hard to live with. I think if we were aware of all of the people we've let down by not doing what we should have, that would be tough to live with. What a joy then that those things are gone and taken away in Christ, that we're truly forgiven. We don't have to live with that. That's what forgiveness is. Instead, we know Jesus cares for us now, this very day. He cares for us enough to accomplish eternal life in heaven even. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, grant us thankful hearts, knowing how you have cared for us, not only physically as you did the 10 lepers, but also spiritually and eternally. Let your caring spirit toward us impart in us a caring spirit toward those around us too. When we face dark and difficult times, remind us always in your word that you truly care, even when we don't understand your ways. Care for us now and into eternity through Christ and his means of grace. Amen. We continue with our hymn.